Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The trade deadline is here. Usually a few deals eke past. We do have a few to announce here. And here's my favorite part about this exact time of year is that reporters are trying to get stuff out. There's always... some sort of spelling error. Like MLB trade rumors posted, Martin Perez is apparently going to the Padres, but he's going from the Pirates to the Padres. And their write-up, it says, the Pirates have traded for left-handed pitcher Martin Perez from the Pirates. That's just... who was it yesterday that called Jack Flaherty John Flaherty? The former big league catcher forever?
Sleepy Bob.
Sleepy Bob Nightingale, who finally got his wish, by the way, as we did find out right up into the wire, the Dodgers have traded for Jack Flaherty. And I just say God bless. You know, any time the rich can get richer, I'm for it. Like, yeah, there are teams out there that can barely field a team right now in baseball. Nay. That is not my concern. My concern is how many assets the Dodgers can spend so that they can top out in the NLCS again this year. So I do think at the kernel of what you're seeing at the deadline, I do think is where the frustration is with Guardians fans who say that Lane Thomas and Alex Cobb isn't enough. Because if both moves work out, in theory, you have satisfied two very significant needs for this roster. You've found somebody in the top three in your lineup who is an on-base machine with enough pop that might actually even have more power given that he's hitting between Stephen Kwan and Jose Ramirez. If you look at Alex Cobb, if Alex Cobb's 100%, Alex Cobb is a better pitcher than Yasai Kikuchi. He is as good as a fair amount of the guys that have been traded at the deadline. But the problem, I think, for some Guardians fans who might not be satiated with these two moves, again, we're still refreshing, seeing if there's any more moves to be made. The problem is that you now have a need for these two moves to work out. The Dodgers made like five moves. Jack Flaherty, Kevin Kiermaier, it's like three or four others that I'm forgetting. But they made like five moves. If two of the five work out, well, that's a success. Because at the deadline, every move you make out or every move you make doesn't necessarily work out. So when you only have two moves, it puts a lot of pressure on those two moves to work out to the most positive degree that you intend for them to work out, and that's not how baseball works. Here's the thing. I actually do think they can work out. I think Cobb is close enough coming off this rehab start that I think you can look at his velocity, you can look at his movement, you can look at a lot of things and say, oh, he's one start away, and when that guy's healthy, he is a good enough starter to add to this rotation and be either your third or fourth starter. So I actually think the Cobb move is actually probably a little bit more far along than like the Matthew Boyd signing was when they signed Matt Boyd like 3 or 4 weeks ago. He hadn't even had a rehab start yet. But like the Lane Thomas thing. Like if that guy, because what the Guardians are hedging is the first 2 months of the season brought down his value because, in fairness, I don't give a damn what anybody thinks about what they gave up for Lane Thomas. If you had gotten Lane Thomas for that exact price over the winter, Guardians fans would have been ecstatic because he was coming off his best season by far. So I think it's because this automatically turns into a conversation, this infighting of Guardians fans are stupid. Why should they want more? And then the other half goes, you're an apologist. Are you guys? All that crap is dumb. The fan warfare that goes on with the deadline, have whatever opinion you want. Seriously. I think it's totally fine if you say, that's not what I was looking for at the deadline. I also think it's fine if you say, oh, I totally get what they're going for, and I think both moves have a good chance to work out, and I think that's what the Guardians need.
And Nick, I think the Guardians always sort of try to have a plan that if the move doesn't work out, it doesn't kill you.
Yeah.
Because they're not a team that's in position to allow a bad move. Like, some teams can do it. You're the Dodgers, you're the Yankees. Like, you can make a bad move, and they have many times, and still be able to withstand it. The Guardians can't.
Yeah.
Well, they can't withstand a bad move. They can't go after, who would be the number one pitcher you can get?
It would probably have been Flaherty for me.
Okay, so, like, to get Flaherty, that would have been a big gamble.
Or actually, no. Who allegedly was available, Garrett Crochet.
Okay.
And you would have probably been looking at your top four prospects. So it's weird.
Yeah, you're not like mortgaging the future for that.
Actually, that would have been one of the few guys that I would have been comfortable with mortgaging the future. But I think now that we've done this, I do think there's an element to, if you came in with sky-high expectations, there's nothing they could have done other than trading for Vlad Guerrero Jr. that would have made you happy. Like, this tiptoes the line of what I was looking for. It's not exactly what I was looking for, but when Chris Antonetti talks after the deadline and that press conference is scheduled, I think at some point this afternoon, some point tonight, he's going to say the cost was high and, you know, there weren't a lot of options out there for us. What he can't say is that there were financial restrictions because I think he knows how that's going to go. Like, this is somewhere in the middle. Like, I'm not mad about this. I would rather these two moves than them not make moves. But, like, I think it was John Stevens on Twitter saying, I think the frustration for Guardians fans, a lot of these deals could have been done for assets we had. There's a money factor, sure, but these were imminently doable. It's a bummer that there wasn't a big slam dunk play here. I will say, like, Brent Rooker would have been a slam dunk play. That's a 30 home run guy. Guerrero Jr. was a slam dunk play. Arozarena, honestly, is the one that I thought was the easy slam dunk play because he is a corner outfielder. He does have pop. But the same thing that can be said about Lane Thomas, that he's had an uneven season, can be said about Randy Arozarena. And the price for Arozarena, I think, was a lot higher. As a matter of fact, I think of between...
Yeah, by the way, just so you know, you could just be making up names of some of these players that you're talking about, and I just go with it.
What do you have there, Keith?
Well, I was just going to ask you guys, because now that the trading deadline's passed and they've only added Lane Thomas and Alex Cobb, if we get to, say, this team either wins the division and really does nothing in the playoffs, or if they fall short and just have a wild card, are you going to look back at this day and say they didn't do enough?
I think most fans will. And yeah, I think this will be a fair moment to look back. And granted, it's not just going to be about what Lane Thomas does. Well, actually, it depends on what those two guys. I'll actually walk that back immediately. If Alex Cobb comes in and is a serviceable number three starter, and Lane Thomas is closer to the player he was last year, then I'm going to look at this and go, oh, so it was the other guys who didn't get the job done.
Yeah, but at this point, is it fair? Like, we even talked about the Matthew Boyd stuff. Like, he hasn't started a game yet. I mean, he's been in rehab starts, whatever, or at least simulation games. But same with Alex Cobb, he hasn't pitched this season. So is it unfair expectations to really think that they're going to be a significant player come playoff time?
No.
Like, because, I mean, you've only got 2 months of the season left.
This is the downside for Chernetti. If you want to sell Matthew Boyd and Alex Cobb as the solution to your rotation, fine. It better work out for one or both guys. And if they don't, justifiably, fans should be angry. But like if all three guys, even let's say they meet or surpass expectations, and it ends in the ALDS instead of the ALCS, then that means one of two things. Either the other guys, including Naylor and Kwan and Hosey and all the different platoon players you have, Jimenez, who isn't a platoon player but has certainly played like one, your other starters, it means they didn't get the job done. And in a way, like this, if we hearken back to what Chris Antonetti said, they did exactly what they said they were going to do. None of these guys immediately become a focal point of or your core. Thomas is probably the closest thing because if he becomes an everyday player, that's massive value. If he's more of a platoon player, especially in October, it's an okay trade, you know, given what you got gave up. But, I mean, he said yesterday, the guys that have gotten us here are going to be the guys that carry us where we want to go. To what he said, this is true. Alex Cobb will help you get where you're going to go. He's not going to do the heavy lifting.
No. He's just going to be a small part of what you need, right? An ancillary piece, if you will.
Ooh.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good use. That is not a chicken chotch line by you. John on Twitter saying they made moves, but they should have gotten more arms just to eat innings, if anything. I actually think that's exactly what they did. I think they got guys that will eat innings. The question is, do you trust Alex Cobb to be your third starter? Or between Alex Cobb, Matthew Boyd, Logan Allen, Ben Lively, and Tristan McKenzie, can you find a third starter in the playoffs out of that? I'm pretty certain Lane Thomas is going to be able to make a play. Like when I first saw it yesterday, you know what I thought? Honest to God, I thought, did you just trade three prospects for Jason Michaels? And then I remembered that Lane Thomas has shown more power in his 2 years as a starter in Washington, or 2.5 years, whatever it's been, than Jason Michaels ever did in Cleveland. And I immediately retracted that take in my head. I think Lane absolutely will be a factor, hopefully a good one, in October. The fact that he doesn't have a lot of experience in October, a little bothersome. That's why I liked Arozarena. He seems to have always hit in the postseason, but again, I digress. You needed corner power, you got it. Now the question is, can they be a factor in the rotation in October? And if not, can they maybe give you something out of the pen? Because honestly, guys, like, some people are just going to judge them based off of what these guys do in the next 2 months. I think it should be a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. I think we should be judging them what they do the next 2 months. I also think if neither guy makes an impact in October, then there's going to be a massive I told you so from a massive part of Guardians fandom. And I'm not trying to ride the fence on this. Like, okay, you have two guys. I understand the point of it. I think it's very easy to say you could have done more. Maybe we shouldn't have expected you to do more. But I actually think, in respects to John, I actually disagree. I think if you were going to do anything, you should have either swung for the fences on an ace starting pitcher, or if I'm left wanting more, it's high leverage reliever. Like, and listen, you saw the price, what San Diego paid for Tanner Scott. That is borderline moronic for a guy who this is his elite season and he's never really been this before. He's been good the last couple of years in Miami, but would have been another bullpen piece, or give me somebody else that can give you something in the everyday lineup. That's where I think, unless Boyd and Cobb just aren't healthy, and that we should find out relatively quickly. This is the problem with the new trade deadline, which is now, which is, hey, we don't do the waivers trade deadline anymore. The problem with that is you get 3 weeks into this and you pretty much have an understanding of where this is going. Either Cobb and Boyd are healthy enough to come out, hit the ground running, give you good innings, and at which point you're feeling really good about this, even in 3 weeks hindsight. If either one of those guys has to miss any starts, or if they're not ready, or if, quite frankly, they just can't compete, yeah. Actually, you know what? This is a good way to 216-474-0092. How will you judge the Guardians' approach at the deadline? Like, what's your bar for Lane Thomas, and what's your bar for Alex Cobb? And since they've included him here, we got to go to the Matthew Boyd thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.